This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on Micah Parsons. Would you want an Eagles uniform? The Cowboys still have not made any substantial progress on a deal. I don't know what they're doing. I never know. And if they're willing to trade him or they're realizing they can't sign him, if I'm Howie, I'm calling. I'm trying to get him to Philadelphia. Would you want Micah on the Eagles? We'll get back to your phone calls, and we will find out. We got some new information this morning on just when Hugh Douglas became washed. You know, because we know he is now, but like when did Hugh really become washed? So we got new info on that. But first, Hugh, your favorite backup catcher, Garrett Stubbs, appeared on the Philly show with Todd Zielecki and Jim Salisbury and, of course, Ruben Amaro. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, and this actually, I think, a stand-up job by him. I think they scheduled him before he was sent down to AAA.
Mm-hmm. So he manned up.
I could have seen where he's like, listen, I don't know if I want to do it now. But no, he did it. He was on their show, and good listen. Here is Garrett Stubbs with his perspective on being sent down to AAA.
I think that there's different moments that I've had throughout my 10 years in professional baseball where I've happened to me multiple times, and you know, add this one to the list, but I've seen it happen to other players as well, where the business kind of just bites you in the butt, and that ends up being a decision that's made, and sometimes you're the get the crap end of the stick, if you will. So this is just one of those moments, and I take it for what it is as at face value. I don't think that there was any ill will by the organization. In fact, I know there wasn't. It was a business decision that they made. If I was in their shoes, I might make the same decision. In that same sentence, like I said before, we've done a lot of winning. So there also could have been the decision gone the other way. And that's why I come into spring training knowing the situation, but also understanding that maybe there will be a different outcome.
So, Hugh, the business decision he's referencing is Garrett Stubbs had options, right? He could be sent to AAA. Rafael Marchand, who's going to be the backup, if they had tried to send him to AAA, he would have been exposed to waivers. So they could have lost Marchand by keeping Stubbs. I think that's what he's referencing with the business part.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think Marchand's probably better.
I think that's what they're probably thinking.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to take a chance of losing him or whatever, so they had to make a tough decision. And unfortunately, you know, like you said, you know, your DJing skills, we can get anybody to DJ.
Yeah, I'm like, again, if
that was cold.
No, I didn't say it exactly that like that. Cold. Again, that you are misinterpreting
what
I said.
It's just the irony.
I said on the scale of starting
Joe.
Catcher or DJ, where is he closer to? And everyone listening knows the answer.
Don't try to clean it up.
No, I'm
you
saying what I said.
The day before he got sit down. You said he was a glorified
DJ. Someone was
DJ.
Right, apparently.
No, but
there's
there's a twinge
of blaming me for this.
I'm not saying,
I didn't do anything.
I'm not saying it was a bad take. It was just, oh, the irony. It did. It was like a dagger. It was like a sharp dagger.
The twist of the knife. That Joe stabbed them. The Phillies twist of the knife.
I didn't do anything.
He's a glorified DJ. He's going to DJ at AAA. He did say that, though, didn't he? He said he's going to DJ at AAA.
Well, he might. So now let's listen to Garrett Stubbs on the impact, I guess, of losing him or that he had on the clubhouse while he was here.
Yeah, JT came up to me and was like, yeah, the clubhouse took a big hit today. And not only that, they know that I'm also a good baseball player and help us win performance-wise and with helping guys as far as our pitching staff, too. But yeah, the clubhouse is obviously where I'm going to miss the most, and I think helped create a winning locker room.
Look, Garrett's a pro, and I'm sure he'll handle AAA well. And if there's an injury, he'll come back, right? But can we? I'm just glad that we're moving past the vibes being the biggest part of the discussion with the Phillies. They made a baseball decision here. Marshawn is a better option to be their backup catcher. Like, that's all. We don't need to sugarcoat this. We don't need to go through the short end of the stick or crap end of the stick. Marshawn's better. It's okay. We could just and look, if he feels he had a big impact on things, I'm not there. He is. I'm sure he's good with the pitchers and all that. But come on. I mean, I think we're going to survive this.
I understand where he's talking about the business decision, and I get that. You're right. The option thing probably played a decently sized part into why he ended up getting sent down. Where he lost me was that he helps create a winning culture. Because he's not a good baseball player.
He did.
And you're going to tell me that him being the DJ, this is where the DJ stuff is true. If he in his head is like, that is helping this team
bro.
Win, then we've lost the plot.
Bro. Yes, that's how he feels.
I know that's how he feels. I'm telling him he's delusional.
Okay. I'm not. Let me say this first, because I don't want you getting mad at me on a Friday. I'm not defending Garrett Stubbs, but. The locker room dynamic is a little different. It's a little different. And maybe, just maybe, there was something to him being the guy that made everybody in the clubhouse lose.
So what I'm hearing is if this thing struggles this year, it's because Garrett Stubbs is here.
I didn't say
that's where he's going to go.
I didn't say that, but you
they
know,
lost the DJ. I mean,
listen, guys, if you want ammo for this side of the argument, he's been in the big league 6 years. His teams have gone to the World Series three times.
Well, it was an Astro, right?
Astro twice, and then here.
No, all I'm saying is this.
Winner.
There are.
It's like CJ Gardner-Johnson
that's right.
Everywhere he leaves.
Wherever he goes, winning happens.
See, I try to tell y'all about the locker room dynamic, and when I try to break it down for you, you just laugh and giggle at me.
Locker room dynamic?
Because we're going.
A Spotify playlist?
Yeah, you're just going a little too far with it.
No, Joe's going too far with talking about the Spotify.
That's what,
disrespectful.
Well,
it's more so to loosen up the guys and
I get
help
it.
Them.
I get it. You're gonna be the lonely one.
Do you believe? This is gone now.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that. I've never listened to the word. Is this the song that they're talking about?
No.
It's the other one.
Can you play Dancing on My Own? He wants to really hone in on the words.
No, dog. Let me tell you. Algorithm. Sometimes when you listen to songs, You like the song, you like the beat, but then sometimes you listen to the lyrics.
And it hits you different.
And it hits different. Yeah. I was listening to John Legend's Green Light the other day. You know what he's talking about? Do you know what he's talking about when he's talking about green light?
I don't know if I can recall the words in my head. I got to
give me the green light. I'm ready to go right
guess.
Now.
I can guess. here's what you requested.
Good guy.
Well, he's dancing on his own while the person he wants to be with someone else. And
that's creepy.
He's watching them. Yeah,
that's creepy.
Of course.
No, but green light is really creepy.
I don't know. Green light.
You ain't never heard green. Listen to the words. I'm ready to go right now. Give me the green light.
This is why Songbird Hugh moved on today.
How about that D, baby?
No, think about it. Like, I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, hold up.
But really though, it comes down to dancing on my own.
Yeah, JT came up to me and was like, yeah, clubhouse took a big hit today. And not only that, they know that I'm also a good baseball player and helped us win performance-wise.
So last thing on Stubbs. Here's the question. Can they use his playlist when he's not here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or is that proprietary? Is that his?
Say he's going to actually make some mixtapes.
He goes, I'm leaving, and I'm taking my playlist with me.
You think he leaves the message on red when one of them texts him? Like, can you send us the playlist? Just don't answer.
Hey, Garrett, could you make me a mixtape?
Now you're being disrespectful.
No,
now you're diminishing his career.
I'm following your lead.
This guy's a winning catcher.
Could you make some mixtapes for me and my wife? We're going to the shore this weekend. We want some shore music.
You're being disrespectful.
You bet. I got you.
He's blaming you, though.
This guy's been in the league for 6 years. Okay, he's a 215 hitter. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Copycat
here.
Douglas over
here. Yeah, I know. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's going on, man?
Dude, listen, very, very rarely do I disagree with Kyle. But on the Micah Parsons thing, Joe, I got to be on your side. Man,
thank you, Tom. And you really you should disagree with Kyle more. It's healthy if you do that.
No, listen, Kyle's on point, man. He's got a lot of good takes, and you know, I'm usually with him. But Joe, I'll tell you what, I don't know how it would be pulled off, but if you could get a talent of Michael Parsons, why wouldn't you? I mean, the guy's a 4-year Pro Bowler. Four years in the league, he's 25 years old. Michael. Where would you go wrong?
You don't even know his name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Michael Parsons.
You said Michael.
It sounded like Michael, but Tom, Tom, you're cooking. Keep going.
No, you're cooking. We're not going to buy
25.
Go
see, they're just being childish because they don't want Parsons.
We're definitely being
25
childish.
Years old, 52 and a half sacks. Let's focus. Yeah.
And I know it's M-I-C-A-J or M-I-K, whatever. It's Mike.
Yep, nailed it yet again.
It doesn't matter what his name is spelled. Go get the quarterback, Micah.
Or Michael or Micha.
Here's the deal, though. In order to, he's not a free agent. He would have to be traded.
Yes, a trade.
What would Dallas want to send us a Micah Parsons to our team this year?
Well, a lot. I mean, you also might have to pay a division tax where they might not want to send him here, but you got to pay extra
probably
to get
like
him.
Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
How about you get real creative and let Howie do this and make it a three-team trade to where somebody else will give up equity to Dallas, and then we turn around and take Micah from that team.
I'm in. I mean, now I'm not sure what we're giving up to the other team to get their equity, but you want to give up Bryce Huff? Sure. If someone is willing to give us a pick for Bryce Huff, we could reroute that pick to Dallas.
Of course.
No one's taking Bryce Huff. I mean, that's the Hugh Douglas project. All right.
That's huge, boy, man.
I know. We know. I mean, that's the one he can't live down.
I can't live that one down. I wrote for
him. You predicted he would break the single season sack record.
Yeah, I did that. I mean, if you want to admit that I was wrong like one whole time since
just
I've been
once,
here.
Just once, yeah.
That and would be the one.
Just in defense here, I heard a caller earlier was kind of blasting Parsons about his antics as a high school player.
Yeah, in the Archbishop Wood game, the famous one. Yeah.
Can't happen here.
I think Penn State does its due diligence when they're recruiting people, and I think they checked him out and, you know, realized that, yeah, okay, maybe he's a little bit enthusiastic, but we could put him under check.
Penn State has a very clean track record.
He's not in the right culture with Dallas.
Shots fired.
You put him in the Eagles culture. Let the Eagles do what they say.
Exactly. Get him here to this culture. And yeah, I mean, look, if we were all dinged on the dumb things we did in high school, most of us wouldn't even have jobs right now. Everyone's stupid in high school.
Not me.
Well, no. Yeah, right. Most of us would not be proud of the people. I'm not judging them on high school.
I never used to get in trouble.
Never. All right, Tom.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I got married in high school, so talk about that.
Wow. So you were mature. The rest of us were.
Hey, Tom, ain't you got like six boys though? So you
putting
in work.
No,
yeah.
I got seven kids, four boys, three girls.
Putting in work.
It's a lot of work
from an early age.
Yep. All right, Tom.
I'm retired now.
Well deserved, sure? Tom. Well deserved. Tom, are you ready for your matchup in the bracket of Hughes?
I certainly am. Let's give it a shot.
You get our final matchup of the day. One seed, distracted Douglas. When we lose him. And then, of course, there's blind faith Hugh, when for no reason he believes when things are down.
Well, like Bryce Huff.
There's, yeah, like blind faith and Bryce Huff. Distracted Douglas or blind faith Hugh? Who are you going with?
Nah, distracted Douglas.
Yeah. Come on. That's a 116. Come on, Tom. Good phone call. Distracted Douglas moves on. All right, so that means the entire first round is in the books of the bracket of Hughes.
Right.
And here's what I find interesting so far. All four number one seeds got through unscathed. No huge, seismic upsets here. Plant-based Hugh, tongue-tied Hugh, told-you-so Hugh, and distracted Hugh, your four favorites to win this thing.
I think the best part of this, in terms of how the committee seeded these, was the one seeds.
I agree, but so the biggest upset we had was Trailblazers Hugh taking out Benedict Arnold Douglas. I'm disappointed. I
thought that was going to do a little bit better.
I put some money on Benedict
Arnold. Because that dog don't hunt. Dog didn't hunt.
But did you not?
We fought tomato cans, Rock. We were in tomato
cans. You went on radio in Carolina, and you told him.
Talking to a friend of mine.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I stand no business.
No. They had just played the Ravens and the Rams and the Commanders. Those were not tomato cans.
Those tomato cans. I stand no business.
You
might not believe me. I've been around Elliott Shore Park too long. I believe in what I say.
You were Benedict Arnold Douglas.
I mean, that was like objectively incorrect.
Tomato can.
Oh, it was a joke. I mean,
tomato can.
You went down there, you put a Panthers jersey on, and you were rooting for Bryce Young.
Do that. And they did come in here and play well, though. They did.
Did they or did the Eagles not play well that day?
Okay, but they put up a good fight.
I got you. All right, Big V and Mount Laurel's up. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man. I can't believe it. All the number ones are still in place.
They all made it through. That sets up a big week next week. When those teams make it through the second round, then we're really talking.
Yeah, I like to vote on that dog don't hunt Hugh and SOB Hugh.
There's a lot of Hughes. I mean, the committee can only put there's only 64
there's only so
spots.
Many, so many, there's only know, so many like Hughes six, we can put in the bracket.
This will be here. They'll have a yearly bracket.
There's about 600 or 700 Hughes. It's just like 64 of them that they put on the bracket.
That gives us 10 years of material, so we'll have plenty.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah. Okay. Time. So listen, Joe. Once again, you come up with some stuff that makes me disagree with you. I mean, really, you want to get this guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes. He's a great football player, and his team has not re-signed him yet. I want to bring him here and put him on the Eagles. Big V, you're going to tell me why we wouldn't want this guy here.
Well, why we don't want this guy is, first, salary cap. Second thing is that Howie has a system of rotating, developing, and putting those guys out there and working them for cheap, and they reach stardom. I mean, this guy, yeah, he's got a great record. He's a great football player, but let's look at it. You know, we have been more successful in growing and developing talent than we have in acquiring. I mean, and I understand, you want to make a trade because
they trade for A.J. Brown. I mean, that was a trade.
Yeah. But, also, you got to throw in Bryce Huff, but nobody's going to take him. That's like trying to trade Embiid. But, it's just not going to work with our system. And as much as he's a great player, and, I like the fact of possibly getting Miles, but, it didn't look like he was going to work out either with the salary that he wanted. I think we've got a winning system. Let's ride that bad boy and let everybody else copy it.
So we don't need any more great players, is what I'm being told by everyone today. We got enough great players?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, offensive players. We got some great offensive players.
Yeah, we probably have enough great offensive players. I don't know if we have enough great defense players.
Do we need a lot of great defense players?
Well, some people think defense is a little bit more
luxury.
Well,
I'm just saying, we did win the Super Bowl.
But some of those good guys have walked away. They're less.
And they were guys. What you got? One guy who had one hit wonder, 1 year wonder. And,
wow, slandering Milton?
No, I'm not slandering. I'm just telling the fact. He balled out in the most beneficial year.
Yeah, but he's ascending at his
and
age,
then
like Micah.
You got one guy that had to take a pay cut to stay.
Mm-hmm. Josh,
then you're all overrated.
And then you went to see, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna call him overrated. I'm just gonna factually he took a pay cut and had to come back.
I know, you're right,
money,
you're right.
You know what I mean? And then you know, Zach Bond, you know, we all know the Zach Bond story.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Yeah, I mean, he changed his position. He got better at the right time, and he did great for us. And I mean, that's our system right now. That's what's working for us. That's what a lot of guys, coaches in the league, and general managers in the league are trying to do. So since we're setting the pace, the stone, and the model for what to be done, why change it by getting a high dollar person because of his name?
Yeah, so it's not just a name. I mean, he plays really well. Big V, it's a good phone call. I will say this. The money thing is the most challenging aspect of this because we've realized this offseason the Eagles do have more, financial long-term issues than we
constraints.
Thought. Constraints. That's a great word, constraints. And fitting Micah's salary in would make it challenging. My guess is if they added a player of this ilk, they'd eventually have to move off of somebody else that makes a lot of money, probably on the offensive side, so that would have to balance out. So I get all that. But come on. I mean, for everyone out there didn't want Micah today, having Big V on your side, that didn't help. I mean, come on. I mean, it hurt. That didn't help.
I don't know if that hurts more than this next caller on your side, though.
Joe just shot the messenger.
I didn't shoot any messenger. I'm just saying, Big V's usually on the wrong end of things. Self in North Philly today is on the right end of things.
We were firing Howie.
What's
with Self
up,
earlier
Self?
In the week.
Don't worry about that. We're today. On to today. We're on to today. Self, what's up?
Yo. What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
gentlemen? Gentlemen. Since we wishful thinking today, right? I'm a flipper than what y'all like. I want Micah. I want him because what better player do you want to have than a disgruntled Dallas Cowboy fan that's in the division to go back and want to take the heads off of his team and show them y'all did me wrong?
Oh, I like this.
I want him because that fuels the fire. Not only that, but dig this. Here's where I flip the script, right? Micah Parsons, Penn State, right?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley, Penn State, right?
Yes.
Now, like the other caller said, now I want to put a package deal together where I can go and get wherever Reddick went, and I want Micah and Reddick back. Who's stopping that front?
Nobody.
Tell
himself.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go get Micah Parsons and then go and get Reddick back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going back to the bowl again. Hell, we might even three-peat with that squad right there.
You know what? Here's what I think. And Self, good phone call. And have a great weekend. I think Self should be in the front office with Howie after that phone call.
How do you think that would go?
They'd have to get along. They'd have to figure that out together.
Personal beef there.
Yeah. Speaking of personal stuff, we did find out this morning from a caller, great caller, WIP, exactly when Hugh Douglas went from in his prime to Wash. I believe this is Kenny this morning on the morning show. Kenny calling in. I think really talking Wechter more than anything and Joe's legacy, but then younger Hugh Douglas came up.
In the meantime, I said I was going to give you guys a Joe Wechter update. It's by way of Kenny from the Dirty 30, who right now is headed to Clearwater with our guy Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter, the ultimate cliche, retires and heads to Florida the next
day. Wow.
Yes, Kenny.
No, not the next day. See, he's so used to getting up at 3:30 in the morning. He got a I'm picking him up at the Tiki Bar. When I arrive,
amazing.
Good luck, Kenny.
I'm not going to literally pick him up.
Good luck because he's going to have been at the Tiki Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe, you got to understand something about Joe Wechter. He's a professional drinker. I mean, we have a great story about the two of us. We got to the Palm Pavilion one day and opened it and wanted to see if we could get there and close it. And Hugh Douglas was with us. Hugh Douglas only made it to 5 p.m.
that was very funny.
We closed that place. Yeah, it was.
Look at you.
Joe
what
was a
flex by Kenny right there.
Yeah.
All right. So hold on. Was the Palm the place we went the other night? Yeah, so Kyle and I were there the other night. That's a cool place. Now, what do you mean 5 o'clock? What year do you think this was?
I had just retired, so it was like this was the year. Wait a minute, was it? I think Ryan had just come up, or he was on his way up, or something like that. I can't remember what year it was.
Ryan Howard?
Yeah, Ryan Howard.
So it was 05, 06. 05, 06?
20 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Came up in 04, 05, yeah, 05, 06 to break out.
That was
happened.
The first time I went. That was, you know, we were down there. Had a ball.
Wait a second. You then were younger than I am now. You were washed in your early 30s.
Listen, and Joe will tell you, and that's why Joe did a great job of like taking care of me, because they're drinking beer. I'm drinking liquor.
That's a little different.
It's a little, you know, liquor hits
that
different.
That does, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm doing highballs. I think that's what they call the beer in a shot. So I'm doing the highball. Yeah, highball? Is that what it's called?
We'll call it that now.
Highball. Yeah.
So I was doing that. And so, you know, like liquor hits. Like I'm drinking straight shots. And after a while, you know, like anything. No, I think it was tequila at the time. I think I was on tequila.
That'll do it.
So, you know, when you start, like, drinking tequila and anything like that, when you start drinking, it don't take long to get drunk. So, yeah, I was faded.
Yeah. So we found out when Hugh was washed, 20 years ago.
Give me the green
light. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.